All right, now I would like to take a minute and demonstrate the Knowledge Lake Zero Footprint Viewer, which can be launched either from a SharePoint 2010 document library or directly from the Knowledge Lake Search Center. So with our new Knowledge Lake 2010 product set, we've really embraced the concept of the new Silverlight engine. And we've taken it kind of to the next level with our Silverlight Viewer that is able to view any image document, so TIFFs, PDFs, JPEGs, etc., as well as Word and Excel documents from right inside of our results pane. A user can actually launch the Knowledge Lake Zero Footprint Viewer either from the results pane itself, or you can actually do it from the document library. For today's example, we're just going to go ahead and click on this invoice that I want to take a look at here from the results pane. Zero Footprint Viewer pops up inside of a Internet Explorer window here, and you can see that as it pulls back the document, I have the ability to perform several functions on the document. Now, keep in mind that we haven't actually downloaded this content to our desktop. Pretty much out of the box within SharePoint, what you're going to find is if you're dealing with TIFF files, you're going to need to actually download that content to your desktop and then save it back into SharePoint. But with the Zero Footprint Viewer that we've got here, we can actually pull back the content, do multi-zooms on the content itself. For example, we can fit it to width, best fit, or fit it to height. Now this is a 10-page document, so here you can see that we've got the ability to zoom to different pages within the document. It's like this page is a barcode separator page. Let's go back to the previous page, see if it's got a little more content for us. If by chance that I uploaded this document in the wrong orientation, I can actually rotate it for my viewing pleasure here. I can zoom through and go to the previous page, first page, last page, all the standard things that you would expect from a document viewer. And then I can also preview all the thumbnails for that document. So once we pull back our thumbnails, we can actually use the thumbnail box to actually drill through the content of the document itself and looking at the different things we're looking for. One of the great features of the Zero Footprint Viewer is the ability to pull back the actual SharePoint properties. So in addition to actually being able to see the TIFF file, I can actually go over here on the right-hand side and look through all the different metadata fields that are associated with this document. So I can see what type of document it is, the invoice number, all that important information that I may use later on to search for or potentially kick off workflows, things of that nature. So additionally, if I've got the ability to look at that properties, it'd be really nice if I could actually go through and edit those properties, which with the Zero Footprint Viewer, I can. Once I click the Edit Properties button, I now have the ability to go through and edit any SharePoint property and save it directly back to SharePoint, all without ever having to download the content to my desktop or navigate through the SharePoint document library itself. Additionally, when I'm in edit mode, I have the ability to annotate TIFFs and PDFs directly from this viewer. So I can highlight particular sections of text, I can use box redaction and actually get rid of certain areas of text as well, I can create text box. I can rotate using hotkeys, and then I can also create stamps and bookmarks. Once I'm done making my edits to the document, I can then just click the Save button and save that directly back to SharePoint, including the annotations. One of the great new features that I've actually created within the SharePoint within the Zero Footprint Viewer here inside of SharePoint, is the ability to actually kick off an additional search directly from inside the document. So when I click the Find Similar button, it will actually pull back any of the documents that have similar properties within my SharePoint environment. Whether I'm inside of the results set inside the viewer or the results set inside of the SharePoint Knowledge Lake Search Center, I will have the ability with our new product to actually do a multi-select and pull back two documents in a side-by-side viewing situation. So with our Zero Footprint Viewer, we can actually pull back content in a side-by-side orientation, which is very useful to people that are trying to look at two different documents and compare particular pieces of information within the document. And if I need to zoom into one of the documents, I can just click on it and pull it back directly inside of my window. or I can scroll back and look at both documents at the same time. We can do this for up to 9 documents at any one time.